Canada has ordered all Iranian diplomats out of the country and is closing its embassy in Tehran. Ottawa said it was acting because of the Islamic State's support for the Syrian government, its threats against Israel and defiance of UN resolutions. For more on this, let's now talk to Michel Chozadovsky. He's the director of the Centre for Research on Globalisation based in Montreal. So Canada's foreign minister, he's called Iran the most significant threat to global peace and security in the world today. Is that a fair comment?
Well, first of all, this announcement is very timely. It was made at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vladivostok. It was intended to be heard at that venue. It invokes Iran's alleged support of terrorist organizations. And there's absolutely no evidence to that effect, but you can always fabricate the evidence. I should mention that in the United States last year, a Manhattan court accused Iran of harboring the 9/11 hijackers. And I would suspect that in the days ahead, the alleged involvement of Tehran in support of the 9/11 alleged terrorists will perhaps surface. So that this is a timely statement at a timely moment. It is really also very serious because it closes down communication. It isolates Iran. It is a substitute for it's taking diplomacy and it is creating cowboy diplomacy, so to speak. This decision wasn't taken in Ottawa. It was taken in Washington.
Why, Michel? Why is it, though, that Canada is taking this lead, as it were, in this isolation of Iran?
Well, Canada is very much a proxy of the United States. We have an integration of the military between the two countries. There's consultation in foreign policy. It's well known that the Harper government really more or less follows in the footsteps of Washington. And I think that they wanted precisely Canada to take the first step. Now, it's interesting, to say the least, that when Foreign Minister Baird made this statement, he also said, well, there are no reports of an actual attack on Iran. So everybody's talking about an attack on Iran. Israel's talking about it, Obama's talking about it, it's part of the election campaign. And I would, as a Canadian, would ask our government to intervene with a view to ultimately blocking these initiatives.
I just lost you there for a second, Michel. Can you hear me okay there?
Well, there's kind of an interruption there.
Yeah, right. Sorry, you said a little earlier that Canada was taking the first step. In other words, does this mean that we're going to see other countries withdrawing their diplomatic personnel from Iran and indeed seeing Iranian embassies being closed in other countries around the world? Is this just a start?
I suspect that this might be an initial, trigger to closing down diplomatic channels. We've seen what's happening in the United Nations, where the United Nations Secretary General is taking very very biased stance with regard to Syria and Iran, so that all acts of diplomacy and mediation and peace building are being scrapped in favor of a possible military strike on Iran.
So let me get this clear. You're talking about a military strike on Iran, in fact saying that diplomatic personnel are being withdrawn because of that threat. And obviously we see many embassies around the world being closed because of a potential military strike on a country. Is this a prelude to that?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well.
Is this a prelude to a military strike? Then we're seeing diplomatic personnel being moved?
No, I can't say this is a prelude to anything. It's an act of intimidation. It's very unfortunate because we have to maintain dialogue with countries and build peace rather than create conditions which could lead to a military accident. So I don't understand why Canada would take this decision. There's nothing in Canada-Iran relations in recent months which would justify this decision other than the sort of rhetorical statement that Tehran is supporting terrorists. But in fact, if we want to really analyze who is supporting terrorists, we could say that the United States and NATO countries are supporting terrorists, including inside Iran, where they're going in and killing, you know, Iranian scientists. They're supporting terrorists in Syria. So that the world is turned upside down. And unfortunately, Canada, which has a history of peacemaking and mediation, has now joined the bandwagon of Washington and, in fact, is replicating the stance of the Obama administration in this regard.
Interesting to hear your views from Canada itself. Thank you very much indeed, Michelle Chosadowski, the director of the Center for Research on Globalization, based there in Montreal.